Let me tell you, I've had a wow day and a wow week. So in the podcast weekly today, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've been doing with code. And I'm also going to talk about what I'm thinking about in terms of Bible and why the church needs Bible teachers these days. You may recall last week I was whining and grumbling about WordPress acting strange. Look, I figured out the problem. And this is... Look, if you buy stock in tech companies, this is, you're going to want to understand this. Remember, if you want to know what companies are going to work and what companies are going to fail, you've got to know the basics of life. Remember when General Motors stock was going down? Well, see, I'm from Michigan and we have a joke. You might be from Michigan if half of your family is employed by one of the big three, Chrysler, Ford and General Motors. I mean, that, you know, that they all have their headquarters in Michigan. Now, well, I mean, wasn't Ford was working out of Michigan, wasn't he? Okay. See, we were there when General Motors was losing its money. And one of the guys that had spent a lot of time working at General Motors explained it to me this way. Why wouldn't you expect to lose money when you downsize a third of your customers? See, General Motors, when they began downsizing, you know, they let the union, oh boy, here we go. They let the unions have everything they ever asked for without a fight, always. And so while Toyota Union Teamster Union employees at Toyota were getting $40 an hour if you count benefits and everything else, General Motors employees were getting $70 an hour if you count employment and benefits. And Toyota cars are more expensive. Now, the thing is, all Toyota did was just stand up to the people. That's all they did. But see, in general, you know, General Motors, they were run by people that were accountants and had MBAs instead of people that actually knew engineering. And so when your business philosophy is get along with everybody, you're going to go out of business because everyone's going to push you around. There's a point at which you've got to stand up and say no to people. And GM wasn't willing to do that. So how could anyone have known that GM stock was going to go down? It's really easy. They didn't know how to say no to people. They had MBAs running the company rather than engineers, as is in the good old days with all their growth. I mean, DuPont was a chemist and he had a lot of the growth at General Motors. And the other thing was, I mean, you know, eventually, sooner or later, you know, they were going to downsize a third of their employees, because that's the thing with the General Motors discount. Most of the people who buy General Motors cars, well, a good huge chunk were all General Motors employees. There was a family discount, which I enjoyed quite greatly growing up as a kid. In fact, one of the reasons that GM people liked General Motors cars so much and hated Ford was because of internal branding. We had this, oh yeah, you know, the companies convince the employees that they're wonderful. Well, the same thing has been happening. If you're looking at tech stocks, I'm going to explain to you. Last week I had some problems. I was griping and crying and whining. I figured it out. If I simply put a picture into my post, I'm writing a blog post, right? If I put a picture in it, if I justify the text, if I align the text left, if I do anything at all other than just have words, anything other than words, WordPress is using so many power tools to do simple, little, easy jobs that it's working so much. It's doing so much. It's making so many pings and calls and making so much noise that my website thought that they were under a DDoS attack. A brute attack. A DDoS attack is... Well, it's called a denial of service attack. You should know this. Hackers did this to the federal government, which got the federal government really serious about finding hackers. They're not nice to hackers these days. What you do is you go to a website and you just go there and just reload the page for no reason at all. And you get a whole bunch of automatic computers to go to the same web page and just keep reloading the page so that, the website has so much to do that it can't work. And the computer crashes that's holding the website. It's just too much work. And it's a way to attack a website. Basically set up a bunch of automatic computers to just automatically reload the page. That's a simple way. It's called a DDoS attack, DDoS. You might see it with a lowercase O, DD, lowercase OS, otherwise caps. And WordPress, I have security software on my web servers. I don't just have the average, ordinary, run-of-the-mill web server. I do secure web servers. And since the last WordPress update, WordPress is using so many encoder power tools. They've got so much happening to do the smallest little job, because the coders, they don't want to write 20 lines of code. They want to write 10 lines of code that are pretty. So rather than just using a nutcracker, they don't just use a sledgehammer to crack a nut. They get a whole wrecking ball to crack a nut, because they don't want to write 20 lines of code. They want to write 10 lines of code. And so the websites, what WordPress is making in the WordPress.org self-hosted WordPress thing, it's so big and bulky and clunky that my server thought that the normal WordPress site was a DDoS attack. This is what's happening. People want to use power tools everywhere. For crying out loud, you don't need to get a table saw in order to whittle a stick. A simple pocket knife will do the trick. And so many people in the coder world are using, you know, they think that they're expert coders because of all the coding power tools. The problem is power tools are expensive. And in computer software, that means you've got to have really, really big programs. So like I say, you know those apps on your phone that are really big? It's because they're using power tools to do simple, easy jobs, because the coders don't want to do the work of doing it lean and clean and simple. And so I'm telling you right now, WordPress, Facebook does stuff like this. Now, I actually think that Facebook might be doing a good job of it, but it was wow. Anyhow, I'm a little bit behind schedule today, and so I don't know how much I'm going to be able to do with getting into Taiwan special stuff this week. But I'll tell you what, I've got a computer curriculum that I'm really excited about, and I'll tell you about what's happening with it in Taiwan, and I'll get into that a little bit tomorrow. The only other thing is, in fact, you know what? I could talk about this in the Taiwan special too, I think there's a lot of people that are hungry for Bible teaching. And I'm a walking concordance. I know what's in the Bible. I know how to interpret and read it. And when people have questions, I'm able to come up with pretty helpful answers. So I think I might be getting into, I really think that when I wrap up this computer program that I'm on, I'm going to start doing more teaching videos, in more coaching videos, just to share the knowledge that I've had from experience. So I guess that's it. See you tomorrow.